then would our joys decrease. Let men of judgment ponder well the dangerous state of arms, and they will judge a happy peace more good than fierce alarms. How many kingdoms hath him spoiled, how many cities sacked, how many valiant men been foiled, how many ships been wrecked, what bloody massacres and rapes, what dismal horrid deeds the wars hath both undone and done, while thousand thousands bleeds. And true report to Britain springs, what warlike cruel strife 'twixt Denmark and the Sweden kings, where thousands lost their life, till mighty James our royal liege did cause the wars to end, and both these foes gave o'er their siege, and each is other's friend. For what the one demanded still, the other still denied, and king's contention was the cause that many subjects died. What princes speak in heat of blood is fierce consuming wrath, and seldom can it be withstood without their subject's death. The royal king of Denmark laid just claim to certain land, the which the Sweden king denied, and did his force withstand. The royal king of Denmark laid just claim to certain land, the which the Sweden king denied, and did his force withstand. But after many miseries and deadly dints of wars, our gracious sovereign Lord King James did end these bloody jars. 6 articles of consequence between them is agreed, with oaths confirmed between each prince to be performed indeed. The which conditions of the peace in order follow here, whereby the cause of all to mighty Denmark's hand. For 12 years' space he must enjoy those castles, towns, and forts. And now in rest these princes great do flourish in their courts. Besides, the king of Sweden must to end the mighty quarrels, and to the king of Denmark pay of gold full 15 barrels. For charges of the foresaid wars, and that the ships at sea and no man them displease, that Leyland ever shall be free without all contribution, that Greenland is the Danish king's and give no restitution, that Denmark's king he first these wars did rear. Besides, the king of Sweden must to end the mighty quarrels, unto the king of Denmark pay of gold full 15 barrels. For charges of the foresaid wars, and that the ships at seas may pass through one another's bounds, and no man them displease, that Leyland ever shall be free without all contribution, that Greenland is the king's and give no restitution, that Denmark's king without all let for golden crowns may bear, which was the great and greatest cause he first these wars did rear. Besides, some things of smaller note betwixt them is decreed, and so those mighty Christian kings like brothers are agreed.